Welcome, witches, to episode 27 of Witch Talk. I'm your host, Bria, Scorpio Sun, Taurus Moon, Pisces Rising, and this is a witch's guide for the week of August 12th to August 18th, 2024. This week is chaotic, it is tense, it is the unfolding of a dramatic period. It is an emotional roller coaster in ways, and we are starting to get into the nastier energy of August that I've been talking about. This is a week where you have a moment to really take charge of your life and steer your life in the way you would like it to go. If you're just sitting back this week and letting life move before you, you're doing something wrong. So let's just jump right into it today. I have nothing else to say except birth chart deep dive readings and transit and timing readings are still discounted. Let's get into it. So starting on Wednesday, August 14th, Mars conjoins Jupiter in Gemini at 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. When these two planets meet, especially in a sign like Gemini, you can expect a surge of energy, ideas, and the motivation to actually act on those ideas. Mars is a planet of action and drive and sometimes conflict. And when it merges with Jupiter, this grand expander and teacher, it amplifies our desires to explore, communicate, and learn. Gemini, being a mutable air sign, governs intellect, communication, and adaptability. So this conjunction can ignite an intense feeling for knowledge, for seeking out new experiences, and having stimulating conversations, and also taking bold risks in the pursuit of truth. But with the dual nature of Gemini, there is this need for discernment. The risk here is that there's this feeling of scattering our energies in too many different directions. There's a potential to overextend, to take on more than we can handle. So the key is to channel this powerful conjunction and energy into focused action, avoiding the temptation to say yes to everything that comes our way. Instead, look for and do things that truly align with your higher goals and let go of those that basically are just going to be distraction. If you've been thinking about a new project or are at crossroads in something, this conjunction will 100% provide the clarity to move forward. It's a great day for brainstorming, starting new ventures, or taking a leap of faith in areas that require courage and confidence, specifically in your Gemini ruled house. Just remember to temper enthusiasm with a clear plan and remain open to adjustments along the way. Anything can happen. On the same day, Mercury retrograde leaves Virgo and enters Leo at 8:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mercury retrograde in Virgo had us revisiting the fine print, reanalyzing details, and reassessing our routines. Now in Leo, the focus shifts towards re-examining how we express ourselves and our creativity and how we take up space in the world. Leo, being ruled by the sun, is a sign of self-expression and leadership and authenticity. With Mercury retrograde here, we need to reflect on how our words and ideas reflect who we are. This transit is a time to revisit projects or creative hobbies that may have been shelved or overlooked. Perhaps there's a story you've been wanting to tell or a creative project that needs a fresh perspective. Mercury's retrograde through Leo encourages us to dig deep into our creativity and bring forward what truly resonates with who we are. It's a chance to rediscover the joy and passion that drives our self-expression and to ensure that what we're putting out into the world is a true reflection of who we are. I will say though that with Mercury in the retrograde motion, this is not a time to launch new projects or make financial decisions. The energy is more conducive to revising, reflecting, and refining. I will always say this, Mercury retrogrades are for the rewords, especially because miscommunications can be more dramatic in Leo, where pride and ego can sometimes get in the way. Be mindful of how you communicate, especially in situations where your identity or pride is involved. Maybe practice humility, recognizing that sometimes it's okay to admit when you're wrong or to take a step back and reassess our approach. On a collective level, this transit can mean seeing a reevaluation of leadership or authority figures, since Leo's influence brings attention to people in the spotlight. Issues related to pride, recognition, and how we are perceived by others might come to the forefront. It's a good time to reflect on what true leadership means, both in personal and collective context, I would say. You know, our actions and words in alignment with the values we wish to embody. Moving on to August 16th, Mars in Gemini squares Saturn retrograde in Pisces at 1:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mars squaring Saturn is always a challenging aspect, representing a clash between the desire for action and the limitations or obstacles that actually stand in our way. With Mars in Gemini, our energy is scattered, restless, and eager to pursue multiple avenues of interest. But then Saturn retrograde in Pisces represents the deep, usually unconscious blocks that can restrict our progress. So the square brings these conflicting energies to a head, forcing us to address that tension. In Gemini, Mars looks to move quickly, to adapt, and to communicate freely, but the square to Saturn in Pisces means that there are probably unseen forces, maybe stemming from our past or deep-seated fears, who knows, that are holding us back. Saturn in Pisces represents the dissolution of boundaries, and in retrograde specifically, it can manifest as confusion, as uncertainty, or a lack of clear direction. So this aspect may bring a sense of frustration as our attempts to push forward are met with resistance and delays, or even self-sabotage. This transit is a real test of patience. The tension it creates can feel very restrictive, very limiting, as if every move we make is being countered by some invisible force. But it also offers an opportunity for growth. Saturn's role here is to teach us the value of discipline, persistence, and responsibility. It challenges us to slow down, to carefully consider our actions, and to work through the obstacles that stand in our way. The square aspect, even though it's difficult, is ultimately about building strength through overcoming challenges. This transit will most likely bring up feelings of frustration or a sense of being stuck, and it's important to recognize that these feelings are a part of the process. Instead of pushing harder against the obstacles in your way, think about taking a step back and reassessing your approach. Saturn in Pisces means that there may be emotional or psychological barriers that need to be addressed before you can even move forward. So just remember that this week is really a time to practice patience and to trust that the delays or setbacks you encounter are guiding you towards a more sustainable path for your life. On the 18th, Mercury retrograde in Leo squares Uranus in Taurus at 5:46 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. When Mercury retrograde in Leo forms a square to Uranus in Taurus, we can expect the unexpected. This is our plans and ideas being thrown into chaos. This aspect brings a jolt of electricity to our minds, stirring up new ideas and perspectives, but also creating a sense of unpredictability and instability in our communications and daily routines. In Leo, Mercury is bold, expressive, and sometimes a bit dramatic. And the square to Uranus in Taurus challenges this energy, you know, forcing us to address areas where we may be too rigid or set in our ways. Taurus, being a fixed earth sign, values stability and consistency. But Uranus here is always shaking things up. It's always urging us to break free from outdated patterns or belief. So the tension between the fiery, expressive nature of Mercury in Leo and the earthy, grounded energy of Uranus in Taurus can really create a push-pull dynamic where we feel torn between the desire to stick with what is familiar and the urge to break out of our comfort zone. Be flexible and be open to change, even if it comes in ways that are unexpected or uncomfortable. The square aspect creates friction and tension, but it also opens the door to breakthroughs. If you've been feeling stuck or stagnant, which is very likely with the previous transits I've talked about this episode, this can provide the spark needed to see things from a new perspective. But it's also important to be mindful of impulsive decisions or reactions, since the energy of Uranus can sometimes lead to rash actions that we might regret later. And on a bigger level, this transit can bring sudden shifts in communication, technology, or finance, or any areas ruled by Mercury and Taurus. There might be unexpected announcements, disruptions in big systems, or changes in the way we interact with other people. It's definitely a time when the status quo is challenged. And while that can be unsettling, it also creates opportunities for growth and innovation. And the last aspect of this week is on the 18th as well, ending on a better note with the Sun in Leo conjunct Mercury retrograde in Leo, making a nice spirited Kazemi at 9:57 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The conjunction of the Sun in Mercury in Leo, known as a Kazemi, is a moment of clarity and insight always. When Mercury is Kazemi, it is in the heart of the Sun, receiving its light and energy in a way that amplifies the qualities of Mercury. In Leo, this conjunction is especially powerful since it brings together the Sun's radiant, creative energy with Mercury's intellect and communication. This is a moment when our thoughts, ideas, and words are infused with the Sun's light, making it an excellent time for creative expression, self-promotion, and gaining clarity on things that have been clouded during Mercury's retrograde. Leo is a sign that embodies confidence, leadership, and authenticity. So when Mercury is Kazemi in Leo, our communication is bold, it's direct, and infused with a sense of purpose. This is a time to speak your truth, to express your ideas with confidence, and to step into your role as a leader or a creative force, the Kazemi moment offers a window of opportunity where the usual retrograde confusion is lifted for a little bit, really just allowing for clearer thinking and effective communication. This conjunction also marks a turning point in Mercury's retrograde cycle as it transitions from the evening star phase to the morning star phase. So symbolically, this is a time of illumination, literally, where the insights and reflections we've gained during the retrograde period can now be integrated and acted upon. It's a time to reassess our goals, refine our strategies, and prepare to move forward with more clarity and confidence in the retrograde. If you have been struggling with communication issues or feeling uncertain about your direction, this conjunction can provide the insight needed to move forward. It's an excellent time for creative writing, public speaking, or any activity that involves expressing your ideas or showcasing your talents. The energy of Leo really encourages us to shine, to take pride in our achievements, and to share our gifts with the world. And that concludes this week's episode of Witch Talk. Next week, Jupiter squares Saturn. There's a full moon in Aquarius. Things pick up even more, so stay focused, stay vigilant, stay cautious. The 19th especially will be an interesting day for history, I think. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. And don't forget to take advantage of the Birth Chart Deep Dive discount until August 25th. Link is in the show notes. Join me next week as we continue our journey through the cosmos. And until then, keep slaying and stay witchy. Bye!